It is Thursday, April 25th, 2024 at 8:43 p.m. Today, Grace Chong tweeted out the following on Twitter X. Steve Bannon said that Mike Cernovich is saying, "Why should I be interested about what's happening in Colombia? Think Cernovich talks for a lot of people. Tell me why I should care. I got two sets of communists going after each other." And goes on to say, let me know when one side has decided to vote for Trump. And I thought that was pretty interesting. So it also has a link to Steve Bannon's War Room. It's only a 13-second video clip. But, like, he makes this point that it's like you have two sets of communists right now, like, say, Colombia. And I think they're even doing these things in places like Northwestern, Yale, maybe even Harvard, where you have these pro-Hamas, or they would say pro-Palestine, you know, Palestinian liberation groups that are protesting what's going on in Gaza, right? And they're having sit-ins, and they had the one group of students that were invited to the home of, I think, the president of one of these universities, and then they would not leave. They would not leave the house, okay? They were protesting on the front yard. That's my First Amendment right here, even though I am now basically trespassing on their property. They would say, "Oh, well, he invited us. He shouldn't have invited us then if he knew we were, you know." Anyway, this is the kind of nonsense that you get from the left. But you have that group of communists, right? The ones that will, I always say, you have certain people that will use our freedoms, right? The Wahhabi type of folks, they will use the Bill of Rights. They will use the Constitution. They'll use the First Amendment. They'll use all of our rights that we take for granted. Talk about, you know, this is a democracy. I have a right to this and a right to that. I see it all the time where I work. They will use these freedoms as a means to an end. And then as soon as they take power, they don't need those freedoms. You don't need those anymore. Now we're in power. We'll go all Muslim Brotherhood on you like we tried to do in Egypt when they ousted Hosni Mubarak, you know, during the Arab Spring around 2011, right? Now we will take care of this. We don't need this antiquated stuff. Now, you know, you have the fall of the Shah of Iran. You have the Ayatollahs that take over. Let's bring back the hijabs for the women and the burqas and whatnot. Let's bring back totalitarianism. You have those communists right now. That's what they're fighting for on these campuses. But of course, it's, you know, Israel is an easy mark. It's the problem is the Jews, Israel. We need to get, you know, they're not going to say push them into the ocean per se. I mean, they might, you know, for sure. Yeah, you've got some of the honest ones, the death to Israel as well as the death to America folks. But I would say most of them would be like, "Oh, well, wait a minute. We're not talking about that. We're just, you know, we're passive militants, right? We want to return to the, what is it, the pre-1968 borders, all this stuff. We want Palestinian statehood." And then, of course, you give them that, and they're going to want something else, and then something else after that, and then something else after that, and keep on going and going and going and going and going. And, of course, none of the other Middle Eastern nations, you know, have any culpability, Egypt or Jordan or anything. No, we don't worry about them. It's all on Israel. Israel needs to do this. They need to do that. They need to stop doing this and stop doing that. Okay. Now you have the other communists on campus. You have the college professors. You have the teachers. You have the administration. This has got to be a bit of a headache for them, because while they are most of academia, I think most people would agree by now, when you're talking about post-secondary institutions, they're left of center. They're liberal. That's the way they are. That's the way they operate. That they believe in free speech as long as it is speech that they will tolerate. As long as it's speech that they agree with, then they're okay with it. This is, to them, I would say for a lot of them, yeah, that they agree with this, you know. You know, Israel is evil. They are the evil colonizers, blah, blah. We need to get them out of there. Maybe they wouldn't be quite as crass as, you know, as the death to Israel folks and all that stuff, and the Jews are the problem. But there are some that are. But the bottom line is that this is a headache now for them because, you know, I think a lot of universities are trying to resurrect their image. They're trying to clean up their image of being bastions of free speech and, you know, not just diversity of gender or diversity of race, but diversity of thought, diversity of opinions and views, right? It's supposed to be the marketplace of ideas. You would think the college university system, especially in the U.S., would be open to, yes, let's hear what you have to say, instead of shouting down something as hate speech because you don't agree with it, right? But so they're trying, I think they're, this is a real sort of a headache for them, because I have a feeling that, especially post-COVID, post-2020, there were some good things that came out of, you know, COVID-1984, stay home, stay safe, and all that stuff. And part of it was you had a lot more homeschooling. The public schools, I think, they lost a lot of people to homeschools. A lot of people said, okay, that's it. We're going to homeschool our kids. Now, granted, they're still paying property taxes. The public schools are still getting their money. We understand that. Maybe there's a movement more towards charter schools and things of that nature. But at the university level, at the college level, I believe it's probably also segued a little bit into that, meaning that you might have fewer people that are enrolling now in colleges to get a liberal arts degree or whatnot, because they don't trust it anymore. It's everything has become so weaponized and so partisan and political that people are saying, no, I don't want my child going there. Or the kids are saying, forget about it. You know, I'm not going to go, I'm not going to go 4 years to school so that I can get a BLM degree or something. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is. And so now they're trying to fix their image, but yet they have these Hamas protesters, these pro-Hamas, or they would say pro-Palestine, you know, Palestinian liberation kids that are doing this stuff. And I don't believe these are grassroots things as well. So you have liberal administrations that are now like, look, we got to do something about this, and we can't allow this to continue, because this is a black eye for the university. This is hurting us. This is going to hurt our enrollment. Who wants to come to a school if we're going to allow this to happen on a regular basis? We're going to lose students. People are going to say, forget about it, right? And so that's a big black eye for them. So it really is like back to what Mike Cernovich said. You've got communists versus communists. And he says, tell me why I should care. Tell me, you know what? I will care. Show me which one of those groups is going to vote for Trump. Then I will care. Until that time, you guys keep on having at it. I'm going to buy some popcorn, some Twizzlers, get the 32-ounce Coke, sit back and enjoy the show, right? And hey, I've got no problem with that. I had no problem with, Hollywood when they were concerned about artificial intelligence. We're going to lose jobs. Lose this and think the AI. Cry me a river, guys. Nobody cares about you. You don't care about us. We don't care about you. Same thing with the college system. You have spoiled brats that want their tuition paid for. They believe the government should pay for it because it's too expensive or blah, blah, blah. Nobody forced you to get it, by the way. You also have college administration that, for the most part, they don't really truly believe in free speech. They are mostly left of center. They are totalitarian. They are basically communist, even though some of them may not admit to being so. They'll say, "Well, you know, we're socialists. We're social democrats." You know, it's different. There's a difference. So anyway, that's the situation right now. I think it's very interesting. I had not thought of that, but I would say, you know what? Let it continue. Like I've said this many, many times, ad infinitum. Let them burn the U.S. flag. Let them chant death to Israel, death to America, blah, blah, blah. That's good. Put it on CNN. Put it on MSNBC. Put it on Fox News, everywhere. Let them speak. Let them say who they represent. And, of course, let them tell us who they're going to vote for as well. Okay? It's going to work great for you, I guarantee. Take care. God bless. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Good day.